That's the Lumineers, Flowers in Your Hair, taking us to 3:43. I don't know if he has flowers in his hair today, but wherever there is a story to be told, wherever there's a tale to be retold, is our own Sean Defoe.
Tweet, tweet.
Yes, indeed, and he joins us on the line. Good afternoon to you, Sean. How are you doing at all?
Good afternoon. I am great on this sunny Thursday afternoon.
That's a good summation of a day. Yeah, jeekers, a big improvement on yesterday and the torrential rain we had. Was it not? Is it not?
Jesus, absolutely. And apparently there's more rain to come over the weekend. So, you know, if you can bunk off early, get a bottle, sit in the back garden or do whatever, you know, do it. It would be my advice.
All above law and all the rest of it. Now, if we can start off, Kenneth Branagh. Now, he's a very versatile guy, of course, coming off all the success of Belfast, which I haven't seen yet, but looking forward to seeing. Have you seen Belfast yet?
No, again, it's on the very long list. I feel like I've seen no movies because I still haven't properly gone back to the cinema, or I'm so out of practice of going to the cinema that I haven't seen any of these things, you know? So yeah. It's on the list.
Yeah, certainly so. And he has moved on since because he's going to be doing a take on Boris Johnson in a new Sky series, which looks kind of interesting. Will we take a little listen first? We've got a 19-second clip of the trailer, and his accent is in Kenneth Branagh doing the voice of Boris Johnson. Let's have a little listen to that first off.
A new dawn is breaking.
2020 will be a year of prosperity.
This COVID virus we need to keep an eye on.
500,000 deaths.
That is a worst case scenario.
The single best thing we can all do is wash our hands.
Must stay at home.
Wash your hands and stay at home. Yeah, not bad, I would have thought.
I think he sounds more like David Cameron. I don't think he's stuck the accent at all. That kind of Boris bumbling, you know, that sort of very Boris way of speaking that he has. He has the look down, though. The look is very, like,
oh
you remember
God.
Brendan Gleeson when he was doing Donald Trump. It's very similar. So he's the spit of him. It's called This England Sky Atlantic kind of teaser. And it's going to be interesting because, like, Branagh and accents, like, he's a fantastic, director and producer
all
and actor.
Rounder.
But accents, like, I don't know if you've seen him in Murder in the Orient Express, but his Poirot is quite dodgy at times. And I wonder, is this going down the same realm now?
Yeah, I'd heard his Poirot was a little chancy writing off all right, but going to be interesting to see. And obviously they've put a bit of money into it, so we'll see where we go from there.
That they are starting these dramas about COVID now. It's like, is this, we are now far enough removed, are we? 3 months after COVID's over to start dramatizing it. I'm not sure I want to relive that just yet.
I know, yeah. Obviously showbiz thinks we are. But anyway, Time Traveler from 2022-36. That's not today or tomorrow.
This is hilarious. So this is a TikToker, who is a person on TikTok, obviously, who is claiming to be a time traveler from 2236 and is putting up these kind of surreal videos saying, many people don't believe me, I'm a real time traveler and I've come to warn you about the upcoming events of this year, as if the last few years haven't been hard enough.
Indeed.
So they are predicting on July 7th, humans are going to have their first real contact with an alien species called Arzax on the south side of Alaska, in the United States, which is, I mean, is just the natural landing spot for aliens, isn't it?
Yeah.
On August 13th, this person claims a hacker by the name of Stax will delete 36.7 million TikTok accounts due to their strong beliefs against social media. On October 12th, there will be a deadly meteor named the Drachnoids, which will hit Europe and cause many casualties. Europe is pretty where that'll hit.
I'm only getting to the latter end of the mortgage and an asteroid is going to hit. Is there a meteor?
Well, here, I've only started. It's great. I mean, you've 33 years written off. It's going to be fantastic.
Well, you can phone the bank up tomorrow and tell them. There's not much point.
There's not much point. Look, yeah. This person on TikTok, you can go follow them. Real TikTok Time Traveler is the name. Go and see. It's just, it's kind of bonkers. But then it got me thinking as well, right? Because obviously you look at it and you go, the kind of classic Irish way. But you wonder if something kind of paranormal happened, like if aliens did land or there was a time traveler or, you know, the second coming of Jesus, for example, no one would believe him. We're all so skeptical in this world.
Indeed.
We'd be like, oh yeah, oh you're Jesus, are you? Jesus. How's Mary? You know, like it'd be, you just wouldn't at all. So there you go. Maybe I'll be proved wrong. We have another, two and a bit months until the aliens are meant to land down in Alaska. So we'll re-hick then. Is that a Thursday? We can schedule through to Thursday.
Let's just say we'll keep an eye on it. I'll put the date up in the office, see how we do on that.
It is a Thursday. I've just looked at it now. Looked it up. July 7th is a Thursday. So we're going to have Twitter Thursday and aliens called the Arzax arriving in Alaska. I look forward to it.
How very convenient, I have to say. Now, before you shuffle off into the distance there, I must say I'm enjoying your podcast. Tell us more about it.
Thanks a million. Good to hear there's at least one listener. So look, it's a new podcast. It's an explainer. It's called Let Me Explain with Sean Defoe, and you can find it in all reputable podcast providing platforms and some disreputable podcast providing platforms as well. So basically, look, every week I'm taking a look behind one of the big stories that, that is kind of dominating the airways that we all end up talking about, and just taking a bit of it, either a behind the scenes look or a bit of a sideways look or a bit of an explainer. So we've done a few different episodes now. The last week's one was on Eurovision and was quite a lot of fun. Where did Ireland's obsession with Eurovision come from? And we just released the latest one just in the last few hours, actually, is up, and it's on the Northern Ireland Protocol. And it's like the way we did that, I know people are going, God almighty, the Northern Ireland Protocol, but we hear about it so much and we're going to be hearing about it so much over the next few months. And precious few people know what it is. And even I, who was covering it, I kind of had a loose idea of what it was. But when you get down into the details, like, all right, so this is it. So it's not a long thing. It's less than 10 minutes this week's episode. And we just cut out all the jargon, all the bullets. Like, right, look, here's what you need to know. This is the Northern Ireland Protocol. So if you're ever caught in a conversation with someone particularly boring who wants to talk about it at parties we're now allowed to go to, you'll have a summation. Or if you hear it on the news, you'll know, okay, that's actually what it is. And that's why it's a big problem. So trying to keep it like we do, keep it casual, keep it like a little bit of fun. There is at least one reference to Star Wars in this particular podcast, if that's your thing as well. So, you know, it's not a very stilted thing, even though the topics are quite serious sometimes.
Great stuff. Well, I have to say you've done a great job on the explainer, because I do feel like the guy on the bus sometimes that stands up in the old ad years ago, I don't know what a tracker mortgage is.
That's exactly it. That's exactly what I was going for. Like, so if you're sitting there going, I don't know what the Northern Ireland Protocol is, give a listen to the podcast. Let me explain with Sean Defoe and you might figure it out.
Sean, always a pleasure. Best of luck throughout the rest of your week. All right. Thanks for joining us, man. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ollie. Chat to you soon. Bye-bye.